So we talked about thinking out of the box regarding the economy. We've got our two economic buddies here in the studio with us, Lakshman Achuthan, who's managing director at Economic Cycle Research Institute, a market analysis company. Good morning, Lakshman.
Good morning.
And Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to run down a list of economic indicators, and let's begin with what we're really trying to see in this economy right now. The pain of the recession is still there, but signs of structural changes in the economy are all over the place, and you're looking at them. Let's begin with the trade deficit.
Well, yeah, that caught everybody off guard. It was surging imports and higher exports, and it went against the grain of all the doom and gloom because
exactly.
It says, hey, people are buying and selling stuff all over the world. In fact, the higher exports show that the world economy is breathing again, and the higher imports, which were a record high increase, okay,
yeah.
The highest increase we've ever seen, shows you that there's demand in the U.S. economy, even for those expensive imported goods. And what gives? I think what it shows
some people
us
can get credit.
Some people can get credit. Look, I'm not saying people aren't hurting. There are plenty
right,
of millions of people who are hurting. There are many more millions who are. Who've survived this recession, who are coming out of their bunkers, looking around, and they see low prices, and they're buying things. And what you see is that the more things seem to change, the more they actually may stay the same. I think the U.S. economy, not China, is leading this global recovery as it has so many times in the past.
So why are you looking inside the boxes for some answers on the economy, Lakshman?
Well, here we look at one of the kind of weird, wacky indicators is old corrugated boxes that are sitting there on the sidewalk. And what they tell you is what's going on with activity. At the beginning of the year, if you went outside, we were talking among the people in our office, you went outside, you couldn't tell if it was recycling day because you couldn't see if there were any boxes. No boxes were piled up on the sidewalk to be taken away. Now, when you look outside your door, and I encourage you to do this, you're going to start to see piles of cardboard boxes. That means that activity buying is happening again. Mm. People are purchasing. Again.
Soon to come, the Lakshman Achuthan Box Index. So we'll be reporting on this program. Louise Story, your story, if I may say so, is actually about the hedge funds in a nonprofit sector called higher education. Harvard and Yale had serious investment troubles, which is perhaps a bellwether for the entire nonprofit sector. What's the news?
Well, Harvard's endowment is down 27%. Yale's is down around 30%. This is big money we're talking about at Harvard. That's $10 billion. Poof. Gone.
And you went to Yale.
I went to Yale. It's very discouraging when you, as an alumni, give all this money to a school. And I remember raising money for our reunion a couple years ago, and it's gone. So what this means for nonprofits in general and the rest of universities is that there were big losses from last year. We all sort of knew it. We didn't know how big. In fact, at others, the losses could be far graver because, you know, Harvard and Yale are known for their investing savvy and great strategies. And so at these schools, they're cutting back. Yale has a number of construction projects.
So programmatic consequences are going to be clear from this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the interesting irony is that in a recession economy, enrollment tends to be up at universities, but they can't necessarily use that increased revenue to compensate for these huge losses, right?
Well, I mean, you know, what do you pay to go to school? $40,000, $50,000? That does not add up to a loss of $10 billion or more. So that doesn't add up. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of students in school are getting financial aid. Some schools may take fewer people financial aid, but Yale and Harvard are saying they're not going to change that policy.
So economic bellwethers for people in school and for people looking at boxes on the side of the street and for people watching imports. So Lakshman Achuthan, thanks so much for being with us. And Louise Story, as always, a financial reporter for our partner in The New York Times.